It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and I'm so glad you joined me today for the program. There's a prophecy in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, one of the hundreds of prophecies in the Old Testament about Messiah when he would come. It says this in verse 1, "Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope." Now, Jesus quotes from this passage in Isaiah in Matthew chapter 12. He heals a man on the Sabbath day, and it enrages the religious crowd. They get upset and talk about taking his life. And in Matthew 12:15, it says, "Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. Many followed him, and he healed all the sick, warning them not to tell who he was. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah." So Jesus was fulfilling these words Isaiah spoke. And the verse that really grabbed me was verse 20 in Matthew, when he said, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out." You see, friend, two types of people that Jesus really came to minister to was bruised reeds and smoldering wicks. I can so identify with this because the ministry that God has given me and the reason I do this radio program and the reason I've been pastoring for 40 years is because God has drawn me to minister to broken people. The Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. I meet a lot of broken people. I meet a lot of bruised reeds. They've been hurt by words that religious people said to them. And smoldering wicks, those who feel like they've burned out spiritually, like they've given their last ounce of ministry. They've given their last words of hope and encouragement, and they're just worn out spiritually. And God said that's the reason his son came, to minister to bruised reeds and smoldering wicks. Two examples of just how fragile life is. Bruised reeds and smoldering wicks, they illustrate how Jesus would minister in the lives of people. It's kind of a before and after story. Each one of us, when we come to Jesus, we're bruised and we're smoldering, but we don't have to stay that way. What are bruised reeds and smoldering wicks? And what is Jesus' response to them? The bruised reed. People are like bruised reeds. We can stand strong and confident until something happens and we're bruised. A reed was a plant that would grow by the river, and they're tender, yet the blades are sturdy, like river grass. They're growing and they're healthy. And yet there's nothing more frail than when those reeds become bruised and now they're bowed and they bend over. Jesus encounters many bruised reeds. Here in Matthew 12, there's a man who comes to Jesus and he has a shriveled hand. And in verses 9 and verses 10, Jesus heals him. It says, "Going on from that place, he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked him, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?'" See, Jesus said in verse 13, he told him, "Stretch out your hand." And so he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went on and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Here Jesus does an amazing miracle that only God could do, a supernatural miracle where this man's hand just was made whole. And yet the religious crowd, they couldn't see the miracle because of their hatred for Jesus. He was upsetting their apple cart. But the crowd went on to follow Jesus, because in verse 15 it says, aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. He knew they were trying to kill him. And many followed him, and he healed all the sick, warning them not to tell who he was. What is it that makes us bruised reeds? I believe sometimes it's harsh words that people speak. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Sometimes people have no idea how much damage their tongue can do. Sometimes it's a friend's anger lashing out, a spouse's betrayal. Sometimes it's just a devastating illness that you've gone through, or maybe a child's sickness. It's disappointment or the death of a loved one. These things leave us bruised and smoldering. And yet Jesus came for bruised reeds and smoldering wicks. In John chapter 7 and verse 37, he says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. So we understand what the bruised reed is. It's like that blade of grass that's growing by the river that gets knocked over or bent, and it's bruised, and it no longer has the stability or sturdiness that it once had. But what's the smoldering wick? I think we can all imagine the smoldering wick of a birthday candle that once burned so bright over the cake, and it gets to the bottom, and it's just a smoldering wick. Is there anything else closer to death than a smoldering wick? It once was a blaze, but now the embers grow cold. You don't even have to blow it out, because it'll go out on its own, because it's just a smoldering wick. Smoldering wicks are much like bruised reeds, but maybe they're even more desperate. They don't have hope. The faith once burned brightly, but now, because of everything it's been through, it's burned out. It doesn't have a whole lot to offer. It doesn't show the brightness that it once showed or warm those around because of the flame. Now the wick smolders. Faith is almost gone. Can we hope again? I've encountered a lot of smoldering wicks in all my years of pastoring, friend. I've encountered people who once burned brightly for Jesus, and once they had such a flame that was alive for the gospel. But because of everything they've gone through, the flame burns low now, and they're like a campfire that is burning out, and it needs another log on the fire. And sometimes they just need a good word from an encouraging person just to come and say, hey, you've got this. Let me put another log on the fire. When I think of a smoldering wick, I think of the story of Jairus and the woman subject to bleeding. In Luke chapter 8, it says, now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. And then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus went on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know the power has gone out from me. And then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. And in the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. And then he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Now look at verse 49. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, he said. Don't bother the teacher anymore. Can you imagine the desperation and the sadness and the sorrow this man must have felt when the report comes that his daughter now has died? And in most people's mind, that means it's too late for a miracle. But verse 50 said, hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed. We commonly read this and think, healed? She's dead. That needs more than a healing. That needs a resurrection. But it says in verse 51, when he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand, and he said, My child, get up. And her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. And then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Now, this woman who had the issue of blood, the Bible tells us that she spent all of her money on the doctors. One translation says she suffered many things from many physicians, and 12 years she had no change. According to Jewish law, the bleeding made her to be unclean, and she couldn't even go to the temple to worship. My friend, when it seems like your faith is dying, what we have to do is we feed the fire. We got to put another log on the fire by getting into God's Word and spending time alone with Him in prayer. One of the things that can cause a smoldering wick is sin in our life, when we do things that we know God doesn't want us to do. See, Jesus rebuked the church of Laodicea in the book of Revelation. He said, I would that you'd be either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And to the church of Ephesus, he says, You've forsaken your first love. See, sin will make us a smoldering wick when we lose sight of our relationship with Jesus and we only hold on to religion. That fire that once burned bright, it'll begin to dim and eventually die. Every one of us was at one time an extinguished wick, a smoldering wick. Perhaps today you still are. Maybe your faith has been struggling because of things that have happened in your life. And God had you tune in today to understand that Jesus can make that fire burn bright again. I think about Nicodemus, who came to Jesus at night. He was a religious leader. John chapter 3 says he came to Jesus at night and he said, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs that you are doing if God were not with him. And in reply, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. You see, friend, Nicodemus recognized that God was with Jesus, but he didn't quite get that God was Jesus, that Jesus was God. He and the Father were one. And so Jesus says in verse 3, In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. And what does Nicodemus say? How can a man be born when he's old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. And Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit. See, born of water is the natural birth. A lady's water will break right before childbirth, and then water brings forth that birth. But Jesus said it's not enough to be born of water. You got to be born of spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. And Nicodemus is like, how can this be? And then Jesus gives that great verse, John 3:16, when he tells him, For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. See, Nicodemus was a smoldering wick. He was religious, but he wasn't righteous. And so he comes to Jesus, and he begins to ask some very pointed questions. And Jesus shares with him about eternal life. Friend, today, I don't know what you're going through, but perhaps you're burned out. Maybe you're a smoldering wick. Maybe you've given all that you feel you have to give. Or maybe you're a bruised reed. Maybe someone has said something that hurt you deeply. And you're like, how do I get beyond this? How can I continue because of all that I've been through? I believe God brought you to this program today to let you know that Jesus wants to restore you and make you strong again so that you're able to minister to others. Friend, thank you so much for tuning in today to Fresh Oil. Walk in grace because God loves you with an everlasting love.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.